One busy girl, oh yeah. Between the family and a job, last week, 200 miles on my car, taking one child here and another one there. And then there's my husband. Great guy, bad driver. We just call him Mr. Fenderbender. It's never his fault, you know. So as you can see, I can't live without my precious car. That's why I trust my local Napa Auto Care Center. Hey, looks like our guests are here. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hors d'oeuvres and drinks are in the dining room.
Good.
Hop on. I'll carry you in.
Carry us?
Yeah, see, we got this new floor, and we really don't want too many people walking on it, you know, to cut down on foot traffic. So go ahead. Hop on my back.
Oh, hey.
Hey, look out for your head there.
Stop obsessing. It's a quick step floor.
Da, da, da.
So I'm cruising down the road. Well, it's not really cruising, but I'm driving in my car. It's not a new car. It's my college car. You know the car you got when you went to college? The one you pray will still get you to work every day now that you've been out of college for years. One too many road trips. Anyway, this guy comes on the radio and he's telling me more and more about this useless information. So I change the station and there's this other guy. He sounds kind of cute. It's hard to tell with radio, but he's telling me about Volkswagen South. We're at Bojangles checking out who's taking a box of Bojangles home for dinner. Look, it's a mommy-mobile, and she's getting, let's see, an 8-piece box with 4 biscuits. Good choice. So there I was in my pajamas, curled up in the most comfortable sheets in the world, when this voice said, "Clean up, aisle 7. See, apparently I was in a bed in Walmart, and I had just knocked over the free popcorn with my fuzzy bunny slippers. It was a spring-made pajama party, and people in their PJs were discovering that the wonderful world of spring-made home fashions were at Walmart.